Proclamation number 8813 of 16th of June, 1964. Observing the two commandments of God. All you men whom I want to address, give ear to me. Do not let the words fall on your ears, but listen to what I want to say to you. You will still often be startled, because my opponent rages, because he knows that he has not much longer time. And you know what that means, because the end is near where he will be bound for a long time. And I cannot let pass you by what is to bring you all to your senses. I cannot resist my adversary, because you yourselves give him the power, because it is your will alone that can hold him back from you. And because you cannot call a living faith your own, which pushes you towards me, and I will then be there for you. Seriously think about how you stand by your God and Creator. Do not be satisfied with externalities and forms, which are worthless to fulfill. But think about the relationship you have with me, whether you can communicate with me like with a father, for only then will I hear your call to me if you pray in spirit and in truth. But I do not pay attention to a lip prayer, and even if you talk for hours and believe to honor me thereby, I only want to cause all of you to have a living faith, to have a close bond with me, who is truly able to protect you from all harm and all attacks of my adversary. But through your lukewarm attitude towards me, you give my opponent the right to harass you in every way, and you then rightly ask yourselves, where is your God and Father, who does not protect you from his attacks? But you do not consider that he has power over the man who surrenders to him voluntarily, and that I cannot dispute this right with him, because he has the same right over you, which you only cancel through your earnest will towards me, which sets limits for him and his work himself, which he cannot exceed, because this is the last decision of will, for the purpose of which you go over the earth. I want to speak to all of you to inform you of the significance of earth life, to present to you the significance of a life in love towards me and towards the neighbor, which alone makes you candidates of my kingdom. And if all of you would only observe these two commandments, you would truly be exempt from all challenges on the part of the adversary, for he is powerless in the face of love. But love has grown cold among you, and that is why he has the upper hand, and he will harass you until the end. The two love commandments are the commandments, which I myself have given on earth, which I have lived out and called upon you to follow. And when you alone observe the commandments of love, then you live according to my will, and I myself would find the access to you and be able to address you. But instead of that, you hold on to nonsensical forms and customs, which were still added to my love teaching on the part of man, which earn you no spiritual progress. But through it you make a direct address for my part impossible, and you do not believe that you are able to hear me myself, because the knowledge of it has got lost to you. But I have promised it to you with the words, who keeps my commandments, he it is who loves me. To him will I come and reveal myself to him. He shall hear my word spoken from on high. He shall experience it, that I abide with him unto the end of the world. They are not empty promises which I uttered when I walked on earth, for my word is and remains truth. But who of you still takes such promises seriously? Who believes that my spirit works in a man who has shaped himself to love? Your faith is no longer alive. And that is what lays into the hands of the opponent. And he will use his power, his right, because you are also his share as long as you do not devote yourselves to me willfully. Because you once came out of his will under use of my power, when he was not yet my opponent. He pulled you down to the abyss during his fall, and now I want to win you back again. But this is only possible if you give all your will and love to me. Amen.